Tracking the payments for business loans is very similar to tracking the payments for personal loans in the loan manager, except you have two payments, one for each leg of the loan, one between the person and the business, one between the person and the insurance company. So whenever a payment is paid from the business to the person, even if the person doesn't send it all the way back to the insurance policy loan right away, well, you still set both payments as paid, because when the business pays the person back, now that money is no longer being used for business purposes. So to keep all the tax records in order, you want to set both payments as paid on each amortization at the same time. If you make an extra payment from the business to the person, then you make an extra payment on the schedule between the person and the company. And you want to keep that all in order. This way, at the end of the year, when you open up the schedules to get the interest amounts for your accountant, you'll open up the first schedule between the person and the business. You'll go down to the end of the year, make sure all the payments are paid. And at the end of each year, there is a gray line that adds up the interest that was paid during the year. This is the amount that your accountant will need. You'll do that on the side for the insurance company as well, because the interest on that part of the loan is the personal tax deduction that you get because you borrowed the money personally for a business purpose. One other thing I recommend at the end of every year, especially on business loans, is to print off a copy of the amortization for your records. You don't actually have to physically print it, but if you go to print and you're using Safari internet browser or Google Chrome, there's an option when you go to print to save it as a PDF. So you can save the printout as a PDF to your computer without actually printing it. But you still use the print button. It's a good idea to save a copy of both of those schedules at the end of every year so you know how everything stood for tax records at the end of each year.